This is VOA News. Via remote, I'm Diane Roberts. Iran's nuclear chief called a blackout at the country's Natanz facility Sunday an act of nuclear terrorism. Ali Akbar Salahi said the Islamic Republic of Iran condemns what he called a desperate move, according to state TV. Salahi stopped short of blaming anyone for the alleged attack. State TV reported a problem with the electrical distribution grid of Natanz just hours after starting up a cascade of centrifuges for producing enriched uranium. The spokesperson for the Atomic Energy Organization of Iran said, quote, "The incident caused no casualties or contamination," end quote. Multiple Israeli media outlets reported Sunday Israel could have been behind the blackout, which may have been a cyber attack. The U.S. and Israel have not commented on the latest blackout. Libya's prime minister and a delegation of ministers will make their first visit to Turkey since taking office last month. The Turkish presidency said the visit will happen Monday. Libya's new unity government was sworn in March 15th from two warring administrations that had ruled eastern and western regions, completing a smooth transition of power after a decade of violent chaos. Seven Catholic clergy, including two French citizens, were kidnapped Sunday in Haiti, according to a spokesperson of the Bishops' Conference for the island nation, which has been rocked by unrest. Five priests and two nuns were abducted in the morning in a commune northeast of the capital, Port-au-Prince, while they were on their way to the installation of a new parish priest, a priest told AFP. He added the kidnappers had demanded a $1 million ransom for the group, which includes one French priest and one French nun. Haitian authorities suspect an armed gang called 400 Mawazo, which is active in kidnappings, is behind the abduction, according to a police source. This is VOA News. Australia has abandoned a goal to vaccinate nearly all of its 26 million population by the end of 2021. This follows advice that people under the age of 50 take Pfizer's COVID-19 vaccine rather than AstraZeneca's shot. Prime Minister Scott Morrison said in a Facebook post Sunday afternoon, Australia had banked on the AstraZeneca vaccine for the majority of its shots and had no plans to set any new targets for completing its vaccination program. Australia raced to double its order of the Pfizer vaccine last week. It had originally planned to have its entire population vaccinated by the end of October. Chadians voted in presidential elections Sunday with Idriss Deby Itno set to win a sixth term after three decades in power. A key ally in the West's anti-jihadist campaign in the Sahel, Deby is the front-runner in a six-candidate race without major rivals and after a campaign in which demonstrations were banned or dispersed. There was a strong police and army presence across the city, while a lack of voting materials delayed opening at many polling stations visited by AFP. Ecuador's Elections Council counted votes Sunday in an unexpectedly tight presidential runoff that has hinged on whether to maintain the pro-market policies of the last 4 years or return to the socialism of the preceding decade. Left-wing economist Andres Arauz is offering to restore the socialist policies of his mentor, former President Rafael Correa, who is living in Europe and has been convicted on graft charges. Banker Guillermo Lasso is promising open markets and renewed foreign investment to create jobs. Massive power outages struck the Caribbean island of St. Vincent before dawn Sunday as officials recorded more explosive activity at a long-dormant volcano that launched into a series of eruptions. After remaining quiet for nearly 42 years, La Soufrière rumbled back into life Friday, blanketing the island in ash and permeating the air with stench of sulfur. The Muslim holy fasting month of Ramadan will begin Tuesday, April 13th, in Egypt and Lebanon, religious authorities in the two countries announced Sunday. The start of Ramadan is set by both lunar calculations and physical sightings that determine when one month ends and another begins. Hideki Matsuyama held on in Sunday's tension-packed final round of the 85th Masters to become the first Japanese man to win a major championship. The 29-year-old was seemingly in control at Augusta National in the U.S. state of Georgia until a bogey on the 15th hole where his approach shot went in the water. With the historic win, he gets the coveted green jacket as well as a $2.7 million prize. By remote, Diane Roberts.